Welcome to Marketing on Purpose for Holistic Dentists, a nationwide movement uniting holistic dentists and professionals. I'm Ryan Kimball, your navigator through the dynamic world of holistic dental marketing. Together, we're not just enhancing practices, we're pioneering a revolution in healthcare. Don't navigate this journey alone. Join our community, Marketing Mastery for Holistic Dentists, on Facebook, and connect with a nationwide network. Click the link in the show notes or visit facebook.com/groups/marketing mastery for holistic dentists. This is more than a podcast. It's a call to action. Together, let's lead the charge in shaping the future of holistic dentistry. Welcome aboard. Hello and welcome to another episode. Today, we're going to be going over something that isn't often gone over in marketing that I think is extremely important and that you can actually use AI to help you with, which is almost unheard of from my experience. So we're going to go over empowering your practice using AI to create staff training for excellence. So let's say you've got all this marketing in place and you're getting a large inflow of potential patients, but they come in a little different way than is normal, or they have questions that are unusual. Well, you have to have scripts in place so that people know what to say. It can even become a thing of like, well, I have this question. They ask, is it, well, I'm not sure. Give me a second. I'm going to look it up. I think we have something about that right here. That's totally acceptable, right? So we're going to go over how you can use ChatGPT to create those different responses. And it is an ongoing process. It's not something you do once and set it and forget it. Creating this, as I'm sure you know, as an owner and a practitioner working with your staff and helping your patients, it's an ongoing transformative practice, right? So what you want to do is take a look at what are the contact points in your practice with people who would potentially buy something. And most people think, oh, that's a front desk. Well, that is true, of course. And then maybe you have someone who's scheduling your services. And they're signing people up, right? So those are two contact points. But what about the hygienist when she's asked the question, right? Or what about the person who's, you know, maybe you have somebody who does some of these, services for getting the x-rays done and all that, you know, however your office is set up, everyone's different. Different contact points will need to answer different questions. If they're answered correctly, it will result in people getting more help from you, getting more of the services they need that they don't even know about usually, right? That's the thing. We're not trying to turn your practice into a sales, platform, into a sales room. We're trying to turn it into a place of uplifting information that allows a person to get all the help they need, right? And if they're not able to get all the help they need right at that time, they at least know about it and it's in the back of their mind, right? So it's really important. What you can do is take a survey of your staff, not just what you think, but actually take a survey. This is super important. Take a survey of your staff of what they have questions about, right? And get that first. And then once you've gotten what the staff have questions about, then you ask, what do they often get asked about, right? These are two separate surveys. And then you want to do a survey of your current patients, right? And then you want to do a survey of past patients. And these are all different surveys, and these give you the information to know what scripts you need in order to run your practice more efficiently. But you don't have to create the scripts. If you've listened to some of my earlier ChatGPT podcasts, the one I did just before this actually, went over how to use ChatGPT for marketing. So you use that same structure to then upload your scripts that you might need. And there's a particular prompt, which is just the command you give chat in order to tell it, create a script based on everything I've just given you for the following questions. And you can put two or three questions in there. Don't put more than two or three because you need to allow chat to catch up, basically. But you can create scripts. And then you obviously have to go through and make sure the scripts are accurate. ChatGPT has not gone to dental school, so that not everything may be completely accurate. So you do have to look it over, but it gives you a really, really good basis. And the looking over usually is a matter of minutes, as opposed to it might be hours to create those forms. And then you put somebody on your staff in charge of getting everybody to know the scripts. It doesn't become your headache at all. your office manager, or just the core people you want to start with that are really the most in contact, your front desk and your person who's coordinating services and all that, they can do the scripts first. And then after you do all of that, then you can drill them yourself. So you let them get familiar with it and then you drill them yourself, right? As you do this, there will be more questions that come up and then you return to chat. Now, all of this can be delegated to someone. You know, it's not hard to learn how to use ChatGPT. Yes, in marketing, there are some definite specific skills that that need to be learned. But for creating these scripts, pretty cut and dry. So somebody could just go and create scripts and then you would just review them, of course, right? And then also, as you go through these scripts, it allows you to enhance your marketing because now you have a whole list of questions that patients have asked, or past patients have asked, or your staff have been asked by patients, and you use that to create further marketing to bring in the people that are asking the questions you want to be asked in your practice, right? So it's a self-feeding mechanism. You'll get in more patients, they'll ask more questions, and this is how we train your staff at the same time as enhancing the marketing. It's very magical, it's very amazing, and it creates a very, very upbeat, engaged team because everyone's a part of the solution, everyone's a part of the game, and it doesn't fall on any one person. And then as this all gets put together and these questions get put together, you can even ask ChatGPT to review everything and suggest upgrades to the practice or suggest new product lines or new avenues of revenue, right? So it can also enhance your bottom line as well as your ability to help your patients with what they're asking questions about. So it all becomes very, very amazing. It's very real world. It really is elevating and it's a minimum of like maybe a couple hours a week to put these things in. So it's not a big extra time grabber from everyone. And for you, it'd be like maybe 20 minutes of review of the scripts and then just making sure the people delegated have. And so I'm not talking a couple hours a day or somebody has to set out a couple hours each week. I'm talking about like between the production of the ChatGPT scripts by the designated person who's doing that, your review, there's an hour of work. And then maybe an hour of reviewing the scripts with the correct people by the manager of your office and yourself or just the manager, however you want to do it. That could all add up to maybe 2 hours, all told, all man hours involved, right? So it's not that much. Each person, if they can drill it for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, are good. I'm thinking maybe you'll have 3 or 4 people, depending on the size of your practice, that initially need to be drilled on these scripts. And it will evolve. And yes, as you get more of your staff involved, then yes, the man hours go up slightly, but it's still only 10 or 15 minutes per person per week. And any employee can figure that out, right? So it's amazing. Can totally revitalize your practice, totally take it to the next level if you're already pretty vital. And it can just give you a whole new way of interacting on all fronts, from your patient who's receiving service in your chair, to the person who's interested, to the person who doesn't even know about you yet, to all your staff knowing and being able to reach out. And creates a lot more confidence in your staff too. So everyone knows what page they're on and what page everybody else is on. So hopefully that makes a lot of sense. This is short and sweet, but there's a lot packed into this episode. Again, go to the group, ask questions, you know, attend our monthly or weekly masterclasses. And get involved. You'll love it. It'll be an amazing journey for you. I really look forward to meeting you and helping you have that experience. Thanks and have a great day. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. For exclusive access to training materials, marketing downloads, assets, and incredible collaboration opportunities, I invite you to join our Facebook group, Marketing Mastery for Holistic Dentists. It's a space dedicated to holistic dental professionals like yourself. Click the link in the show notes or visit facebook.com/groups/marketingmasteryforholisticdentists to join us now. Remember, together, we're not just growing practices, we're shaping the future of holistic dental care. See you in the group.